So the Rama writes that it's forbidden for a person to hire himself out to work in someone else's house, b'derech keva, for a set amount, more than 3 years. In other words, an employee can contract for more than 3 years to work as a servant or work as a worker in someone's house. Now, there's a couple of things to discuss about this halakha, and a couple of limitations or leniencies. Well, first of all, what's the reason for this aver, for this prohibition? So the reason is because the Torah says, "Ki we bnei Yisrael avadim v'lo'av eved avadim." That we're supposed to be servants to Hashem, not servants to other people. And if you rent yourself out for 3 years or more, then it looks like you were being a servant to another person. Now, Vashach notes that other people disagree, other poskim disagree, because, you know, it's very different servitude and when you act as a worker. A servant is owned by the master. Here, you're just working as an employee, so maybe it's different. Nevertheless, this is how the Rama paskins. Just to note, this whole thing is when the employment contract is for more than 3 years. However, if you start yourself out to work for a year or so, and then you just continue, you know, signing a new contract every year, or continuing the contract, or renegotiating for sure, then even if you end up for more than 3 years, then it is permitted. Now, Shulchan Aruch talks about, later in earlier on, talks about a different issue. Is a person allowed to, is the Beis Din allowed to force a borrower to hire himself out in order to pay back a loan? And the poskim say that he's not allowed, the reason being this idea, is that by hiring yourself out for more than 3 years, then you would fall into this category of viewing yourself or making it seem as if you are an eved, and that is a servant, and that is forbidden. Now, query though, as the Piskei Choshen notes, whether if a person wants to pay back a loan and he wants to hire himself out for more than 3 years, if he's allowed to do that. Now, separately, the Chazanish writes that this whole concept of being forced to work or being forced to, you know, hire yourself out to work in order to pay back a loan, maybe is only in the context of monetary issues. But let's say a person can't afford to pay for a mitzvah, for example, and he wants to buy a lulav. Maybe he's obligated to rent himself out to work. Maybe he has to build sukkahs in order to pay for his lulav. The Chazanish seems to imply that you are actually obligated to do so. But the Piskei Choshen notes, this is only the Araisa mitzvahs. For Drabbanan mitzvahs, you would not be obligated to do so, except for a few limited exceptions like the Dawud Kosos, Neris Chanukah. But other than those two, for in general, which don't have, those have Pesumei Nisa aspect, publicizing the miracle. But other than that, you would not have be obligated to rent yourself out for Drabbanan mitzvahs. Now, the Rama in Eben Ezer brings an interesting question, or brings an interesting psak. If a person is obligated, a husband is obligated to rent himself out, to hire himself out as a worker in order to support his wife. And he brings that really you are supposed to do so, you're obligated to do so, because it says in the Ksuba, Va'ana Eflach Mefarnes, that I'm going to work and I'm going to support. So if a person cannot support otherwise, then he would have to hire himself out in order to support his wife. Now, just to be clear, there are some limitations or leniencies on this halacha. Number one, if a person does not have clothes or does not have food, then this prohibition of renting yourself out for more than 3 years does not apply, because, you know, this is a issue probably of pikuach nefesh. You know, in this case, you would even be allowed to sell yourself as an eved ivri if necessary. That's limitation number one. Limitation number two is that we only answer this if you're actually going to be a servant working day and night and reliant upon your master or your owner's or your employer's table. In other words, to hire yourself as an au pair, or to hire yourself out as for 3 years as a butler in someone else's house. But if you're simply being hired to, I don't know, work in their business for more than 3 years, then for sure that's permitted, because then there's no comparison at all to a servant. So this halacha basically does not then apply to many circumstances, and in most cases a person would be allowed to sign a contract as an employee for more than 3 years.